Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
It was the voice of the Lord that your spirit heard that made you open your eyes. That the day you went to the island and you came back, it was not because you entered the right bus. It was because the Lord kept you. And in this season, the Lord wants to remind you that He is still watching your back. Hallelujah. He said He's watching your back the day you realize it and the day you are not mindful of it. God says, I should tell you, He is still watching over you. He said, behold, I have inscribed your name upon the palm of my hands. So anytime God taps His hand, He sees your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how He does it with over 6 billion people, but you may not be important to me. You may not be important to your boss, but listen to me, your real father, every morning it is your name He looks at, Janet. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad you don't have to pay any bribe for God to remember you? When He wanted to give up on that cross, then He thought about me. If I give up, Benga won't make it. If I give up, Janet won't pull through. If I give up, Dami will be stuck. Listen to me, God has the budget all prepared, approved by the Senate of heaven, and that budget is in your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if I dwell in the secret place, which means there is a place in God that most people do not have access to. The devil knows that he may not be able to fight with you over your prophecy, but if he can get you out of that place, that me place with God, that place where it's just you and God, the audience of one, God, Satan knows that if he can convince you to get busy but guilty, that he won't need to struggle about your prophecy again, because there are certain things that only thrive under certain atmospheres. You take out the virus, the HIV virus, and put it in the air, it dies. As powerful as that thing is, that lady told you, say, I love you, I'm going to marry you, but you know, I just need to tell you I'm HIV positive. Though I'm on treatment, I'm on drugs, my viral load has gone down, it doesn't matter. I'm not marrying again, amen. Say, what about God says? Say, which God? you just told me you have HIV. Say, God, say, please, you know what? See Pastor Benga. He's the one you need right now, amen. Let him pray for you. After that, we can have a conversation. But I'm not God, I'm a banker. Amen. There's a place in God that is called the secret place. It is the place where high-level transactions are signed. It is the place where you can negotiate. It is the place where God says, bring forth your strong reasons. I want to do something in the earth, but if you can convince me, I will listen to you. It is the place where only friends of God enter into. Say, can I do anything without telling my friend Abraham? There is a place in God that most people don't have access to. And can I tell you, the requirement is not a very big requirement. You see, the requirement is so simple that we trip over it. Our Lord Jesus said, if any man comes to me, I will not cast him away. So the first requirement is to come. Come and say, come. Now, I know that sounds very easy, because the moment God says come, like Isaiah, you now say, I'm a man of unclean lips. The one who said come already knows. Come on, say come. Say come, say come, say come, say come. Now say, that's me, that's me. You see, I know you came yesterday. I know you were here 2 weeks ago. I know you were on a retreat for 3 weeks. But the verdict, the cry from heaven today is for you to what? Is to come again. Come, come, come. There's always something new. There's always something new in God. The problem is that we have fit our understanding and revelation and description of God to that which is in the open space, that which is revealed. But do you know that there are dimensions about God that are yet to be revealed? Do you know that God revealed himself differently to every prophet in the Bible? And do you know that God has not stopped revealing himself to men? Do you know there are men that are not pastors, there are apostles in the marketplace, and if they tell you the kind of encounters they have with God, and they are not pastors. They are not pastors. There are businessmen that operate by the audible voice, but they are not pastors. Meanwhile, you are a pastor, and you've been praying 79 days. Every time God speaks to you, it's in your heart. And God doesn't talk too much. Say, my son, I love you. That's all he tells you. This one is going into a business deal, and it goes by the hearing of the ear. And when they're about to change the game, God will say, ask for Mr. Kingsley Ikpata. Say, please, where's Mr. Kingsley? Oh, you know Mr. Kingsley Ikpata. He said, can you ask him to come? Ah, that's the chairman. Ah, okay, let's slow down. This man knows somebody. But you only heard the name. Come on, say, I can get to that level. Yes. You see, but those are conversations for God's secret friends. Because God knows that at this level, he can trust you. You are not following for what you are going to get. You have a relationship. And that relationship, nobody, your wife cannot come in between it. Your husband cannot come in between it. It's a covenant. That is your first true love. Even if you met your wife before you met God like this, you will switch roles. So you also tell your wife, from today, I'm no more your first love. I'm your second love. So, because me, I've also removed your name. From you are not my first love, you are my second love. So I just balance. So I won't be expecting what I cannot deliver. What was the accusation the Lord laid against that church in the book of Revelation? He said, I have just one thing against you. Say you have left and you have forsaken your first love. So what was it about? What is it about this first love that is so big? God didn't say, oh, you are not winning souls. Oh, you are not praying. God is saying, you've abandoned the place of our union. You've allowed time, marriage, career pursuit, the good things of life. Do you know some people lost their prayer life after they became rich? Oh, no, after they bought their first car. There's something about comfort that can take away your intimacy, with God. And that's the greatest contender for intimacy. The thing that contends the most for your closeness to God is entertainment. Because you see, intimacy, something is coming in. Into intimacy. Entertainment, something is entering. One is love-based. One is the sharing of secrets. One is the sharing of hearts and bodies. The other is superficial. Because once you turn off the music, the atmosphere is gone. And that's why you go to clubs and you notice that the music must be at a particular tempo. And even if you don't want to dance, you will see someone say, why are you sitting there? Just come on and have a good time. How many of you realize when you get to those meetings, you don't even need to learn the dance step again? There's a spirit in the air. You start throwing your hand like this, you throw it that way. It's like an anointing. The power of environment. The same way when you begin to spend time with God, certain things will be happening to you, not by reason of gifting, but by reason of the environment. Listen, if you do not learn how to deliberately spend time with God to the point that God observes you are trying to do something. Like, this girl is trying to be close to me. Now, we are all close to God by faith. But I'm talking about that deliberate decision. You see, God... there was a brother in the Bible. Jesus was going to recruit him as one of his apostles. But the brother is a very rigid person. And how many of you know that most of the people Jesus recruited, they are not, maybe apart from John, most of them have strong head. Some of them don't talk, but the day they talk, that's the day you know that they have strong head. Can you imagine after Jesus teaching, Philip will now say, I have something. Philip doesn't talk. Esa, I've been listening to you. I kind of get what you are saying. You are trying to tell us that you are the Son of God. Fine. I heard when Peter said you are the Son of God, and you said it's true. Say, fine, no problem. You say God is your Father. Okay. We know Him as the Almighty God. It's you that says your Father. We want to see Him. So that when, if you're asking us to go and market this product, we need to know what we are going to market. We need to be able to say, we have seen Him. Do you notice when Jesus was going to the Mount of Transfiguration, He did not take Philip? Philip would have fallen into error, because his primary reason for coming will now become an idol in his heart. And I tell you, Jesus took the 12 disciples. He would have told Philip to be guiding the mountain downstairs. He would not take Philip, because there was an idol. Because when God asks us to come, there is a second requirement, and that's the requirement of faith. Hallelujah. That's the requirement. You want to be close to God. You may not feel anything for the next 100 years. You won't feel, if you feel goose pimple, something is wrong with you. Because when I listen to some of these Americans on TV, you know, I just love God. Every time I wake up, I just feel His love all around me. Hallelujah. It's okay. Let me agree with you. But our God is a faith God. Huh? Emotion, the value of emotion to Him is not as high as faith. Emotions are important. But you see, faith, huh? You can't please Him without faith. That means if you come into His presence, and you stand before Him and you are singing, we are dancing unto the Lord, dancing hallelujah. If you responded to that song because of the melody, you are out. The first response He wants to see is that the moment you said, we are singing, your spirit responds in faith like you are standing before Him. That is the posture of your spirit. Physically, you may be dancing. Eh? But in the spirit, in your heart, I am standing before the Almighty God. So when you have that posture of faith, then you also know that it is only in this area where you believe God 100% that anything you do can be pleasing to Him. Do you know why many people cannot help people financially? Even though they are Christians and they are prayer warriors, they don't have faith. Our Lord Jesus was teaching us, and He said, if you give your brother a cup of water to drink, you will not lose your reward. Which means that there is a reward system in heaven for giving. Alright? Okay, let me rephrase. Heaven has a reward system that is based on works, not grace. Please put that down. Heaven has a reward system that is based on what? Works. Not grace. You see that grace you're always claiming? It's God that has grace. You see how your life will be here. Eh? And what you will be in heaven when Jesus comes is work. It's not grace. Which means God will look at how you labored for Him. Paul was teaching us, and he said, even though I was given the same amount of grace as an apostle, he said, yet I did what? I labored more than them all. What he was saying was that there were other apostles, those who walked with Jesus, those who saw Him, those who ate with Him, those who slept with Him, those who were there when He died, those who were there when rest, those are the apostles with bragging right. Everything Paul had was, you know, I was just praying and Lord minister to my heart that this morning we should do a teaching on the gift of the Spirit. All that one that Paul was saying, like, this guy is zealous. Our Barry, we walked with him. See, Paul, okay, share, give him mic. Hallelujah. Say, for there are diversities of administrations, but one spirit and one diversity. Of... later, brother Peter stood up. He said, the things that Paul teach. Even Peter was struggling. He said, they are hard to understand. We know they are right too, but they are, you know, it's a higher dimension. So if you are in a conference where Peter and Paul will be teaching, who should preach first? Eh? The problem with Paul preaching first is that he will raise the standard and make it difficult for the next preacher. Have you ever been in a conference where the next speaker came up and said, I don't know where to start from. This man has... Eh? In those days when we were, you know, some years ago, when we used to hold conference with myself, Pastor Desmond, and a few other pastors. So Pastor Desmond would say to me, say, Guze, that's mine. He said, Guze, now you go start. I didn't used to like that. So I used to ask him why he won't say anything. Sometimes you say, is the pro... Desmond used to be our program. I think he's even watching. So he's like, he's our program coordinator. You say, now you go start. Now me go finish. I didn't used to, sometimes I didn't like it. I said, why? He said, he won't answer. I'll just move on. So one day he said to me, he said, we have about 200 or 300 people in this hall. Who leads the parade is as important as who finishes it. In between, the guys on the track may become very slow. But if you have a good finisher, number one, the first person had gained traction. The last person will try to augment what was done. Some other day, we come and he will say, you will come in third, because we used to be four. You come in third, I will come in fourth. And every time he arranged that, something always happened in that. Like, it's as if he knew what was going to happen. So imagine that I finished teaching. Pastor Desmond now comes up and says, well, I don't know what to say again. That's how I met my friend in Jos. We were in a meeting together, and I was teaching first, and he was teaching after, you know, myself. I'm talking about Chintok. So when I finished preaching, then I invited him. He said, we'll not preach. He stood up. He refused to stand up. He said, we'll not preach again. Ah, Oga, we brought you all the way from the north. We've paid transport for it. We'll give you an honorarium. You must preach. He said, we'll not preach. He said, why? This was in the meeting. He said, he has said everything. That's how we became friends. I've never seen that kind of person before. That we refuse to preach on top of, I paid your transport fare. You now say, I will preach, sir. You will preach. You will preach. You will preach. Do you know how much gone from Zaria to Ondo State? You now say, because somebody preached, you know, you will preach. Take, oh, yeah. Say Jesus is Lord. Take. Take. Many of the things some of us are trusting God for, they are not at this level. They are at this level. They are storehouses in the secret place. The secret place is the place of God's throne. You have to stay long enough, because there is a principle that must be applied in the throne. Please stay with me. There is a principle that must be applied. Let me put it this way. For those of us that have young children, when you are in your reception, that's junior class, reception, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, most of what they ask them, they are like simple questions, right? During their exam, A for apple, or they ask, what is your name, you know? So there's a principle Jesus taught us. It's called the ask principle. Ask, seek, and knock. At one level, all you need to be a star and a genius is to understand the ask, ask and you shall be, and you shall be what? So that ask is a direct, just give me the answer. Huh? What's your name? Tunde. What's your name? Kemi. What's your name? Morayo. That's it. 100%. Your child is so brilliant. Wow. He needs to keep it up. So it's either those teachers are lying or they are trying to collect your money next time. They need to collect your money next time. So they need to tell you nice things. But at that level, if they were to give, if it was the prize giving day, your child will also stand with the boy in grade 5. Huh? Best student reception. Give me one name. Joshua. They say Joshua Akintayo. He will just go. Sometimes they will even have to drag him. And stay with him so I can take the prize. But he will be there. Then you notice per each class, somebody is tall, much taller person. Sometimes in grade 5, the best student may be shorter than grade 4. But let's assume that he's taller. But look at the demand at that level. The moment that boy gets to secondary, those children get to secondary school, they begin to encourage them to seek. When they ask you a question, don't just give us a direct answer. Try to explain with a few lines and add examples. A noun is what? The name of a place, animal place or thing. For example, Lagos, my brother, Ayomiku. You will say things that helps the teacher know that, okay, this person kind of understands. It is another level. I'm talking about the secret place here. But when you get to the university, how many of you got to the university and the first thing your teacher told you, GST or Physics 101, that I'm not here to spoon feed you. Who heard things like that? That you have to go and bury yourself in the library. And the library, when you got there, it was filled with, the books were covered in dust. Huh? Then you ask the librarian, please, I'm looking for a book on networking. But see, look at it. You came to Sharafa Private Polytechnic. You are looking for a book on networking. Sharafa Private Polytechnic. And you are looking, or you go to one particular section and you just notice the moment you want to see a book, you will not see it again. In that library, you people don't go to library. The moment you decide to look for it, networking, it's as if somebody just came packed all the books on networking. Are you with me? You will now be struggling. Like, then you call someone, please, sir. You say, what level? I say, I'm in 300. Are you in computer science? Please, I'm looking for a book on networking. Did they give you notes? Did you buy the master's book? But what are we trying to say? As you begin to get older, they begin to stimulate your desire to what? To seek. To search. He said, ask, seek, knock. These are how we transact in the secret place. And now, just please, are you with me now? Please stay with me. Because some of you know how to pray, but you don't know, you know how to ask. But you don't know how to search. The answer may not be a voice. It may be a discovery. You are waiting for an audible voice. Look around you. Maybe that's why God is not answering you. The thing is around you. Don't give him work. Don't share. We put the thing around you. You are still praying. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I saw one video. The person was saying, he said, Holy Ghost, don't let my head be scattered. Yeah, I don't know, something like that. Or something. So I like the song. So I saved, I screenshot. I'll put it on my, I'll look for it. So for all of you who like crazy things, you know, you say, Holy Ghost, come and scatter my, don't let me be normal. Something like that. Uh-huh. So I like the song. I like that vibe. Please stay with me. Because if you are applying a wrong principle, at the level of CCNA, CCNP, advanced learning, called learning. There are some things you can't, at that level you can't cram again. You have to understand it. Some of those things, you cannot read the entire body of knowledge. You will need a team of friends that you can even teach and explain certain things to yourself. Say, Pastor, I've decided to go into programming. Pastor, if you know, I went to Demio, I paid. I've started. I already know you will fail. Just that I will not tell you. It's good. You want to learn coding. This one is not the one they are teaching my son in that they say they are deceiving themselves at their school. I'm talking about you want to be a software engineer, developer. You now went to Udemy. Say you are just coming, you want to learn. At 28, your brain is not fresh again. The only chance you have, you must have a mentor. You must belong to a group. You must be join boot camps. Join, you know, intention. Go for intention. You must, if possible, have somebody that has interest in you. Because there's a way you learn certain things. You don't have time to teach other people. Because there's work in front of you. Say, sir, I was assigned to your department. I'm the new intern. Say, I'll be learning coding for programming from you. Have you read so book? Have you done it? So why are you here to disturb? Please get out. Because the man you are talking to already has enough work in front of him. I should come and teach you. There are levels that of and dimensions in the realm of the spirit you cannot touch if you don't have an investigative mind. You must be able to read people. Just look at them, read them. That ability comes from when God is able to read you. When you stay long enough and God says, I know Abraham, that he will command his children to what? To seek after me. You yourself will come out of that experience. You don't look at people, you can tell this person is not sincere. So there's a level where in your relationship with God, all God wants you to do is just ask. God, I'm hungry. And God will say, while you are still praying, joy will call you. Are you at home? Say yes, I'm passing. It's as if she knew. She carries a whole pot of soup. And here you are, innocent, single brother. Ah. There's Gary at home. This is this. Ah, God, what have I done to deserve this love? You are so faithful. Joy may not have known. Maybe Joy was traveling and she didn't want her soup to waste. She decided to. But for you, see, you are, Sister Buki, you won't believe. You are not at home. You won't believe. I had nothing. I have not even said, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Sister Joy, your skin. This God, see, we have to be serving him well, though. This God, hey, I was afraid. I quickly made Eba. I made her eat. And I slept. See the way your destiny is looking at you. When you now reach one level, you now tell God, I want to expand this business. You know, before, you just took a step of faith. Let's just start. God now say you want to expand. Now you are talking. Wilderness. Yeah, let's go to the wilderness. You want to expand? That's what we do here. We expand. Didn't you see my word? Expand to the left. Expand to the right. Then that's what you expand. Come. When God now starts with you. Say, you saw my son. Before I anointed him, when John laid hands on him and baptized him, you notice that he fell under the anointing. He went inside the water. John said, yes, see, Kabahimada, Zubra, Shata. Everybody saw it in church. What John did was what every pastor does. That said the prophetic anointing upon you. Hallelujah. For this is the chosen one. You are the son of inheritance. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Go. You are blessed. And people say, congratulations. Pastor doesn't prophesy like this every time. We have been here for 3 days. Always raining curse on all these Pharisees. And you just came and it changed. My brother, you are blessed. What's your name? Sam, brother Jesus. You are lucky. The man has been raining curses for the last 3 Sundays. And I just was going to the door. The Bible says, come, bro. Come, gospel. This is Jesus, so come. Jesus, people are still greeting him that, today was a powerful service. I would like to know more about you. What's your number? I don't have phone. Okay. Don't worry, don't worry. Will you see, if you keep coming to this church, I know you're a first timer, you will see what will happen to your life. They were still encouraging Brother Jesus and thanking God for his life. And as they were all going outside, the wind of the Spirit came from somewhere and pushed it into the wilderness. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you running to? What? So, the Holy Spirit must have known, he must have been going to that wilderness a lot to know the direction. Say, face this place. You are not going home. Say bye-bye to your mother. Oh, yeah, go and sit down. Jesus did not plan to fast. You know, if you want to fast, you the three days before that fasting will start. Akpu, pandediam, donut. You want to convince yourself that that you will not die after this 40 days. So let me eat first. Is the energy inside we use to carry the one outside. So let me eat. Meanwhile, the way fasting works, if you like, eat 11:59. It's hunger that will wake you up the next day. How many of you can testify to that one? Eh? The Spirit drove him. Say you want to expand. Do you know that when John laid his hands on him, he actually received the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit came upon him. I wish somebody is getting this thing. There is a first rain. The former rain. But what you need is not just the former rain. It's the former and the latter rain. Some of you came and received the former rain. You've heard me tell people here, as you are living here, start fasting. You've heard me tell people, go and start vigil now, after you. You've heard me say it. It's because what that person is, it's not just the laying of hands. The person needs to go into a spiritual mode that allows God to settle with him. Jesus went there. He didn't plan to fast. He didn't plan to be there. He found himself there. Everything was... all these use case scenarios, all the examples, all the training materials, the training videos, virtual reality, augmented reality, everything has been prepared for him. Just wear your headset and enjoy the ride. Jesus didn't plan not to eat. But when he saw where he was, he realized the only way to survive this place was to fast. And how do we know what he was praying for? Because we saw the result after 40 days. I am your son, but I'm here as a servant. I cannot do this work in the flesh. So he was seeking God, emptying himself. I am no more the son of Mary. He was emptying his identity. Do you know that many times you need to die to who people have always known you to be? To become the person of that future. Do you know how many people know some of these popular guys you see today? Do you know that there were people who were in their class that can't call them now? All they have is the yearbook. The problem is that you want to hold back to your past. And Jesus said, the son of Mary must die so that the son of man can be born. It is in these 40 days. If he didn't achieve that in 40, he will stay there for another 20. It was not a question of you must fast 40 days. It is when, look at how long it took him to evolve and emerge. All that anointing he got from John was to help him for 40 days. And when he emerged, the Bible said what? He said the first thing that happened to him was that he received the ability to command the angelic ministry. Somebody didn't hear that one. I said when Jesus finished that 40 days, the first thing that happened to him was that angels came, not one, not two. Angels came and ministered to him. Do you know what it means to minister to him? You know he was hungry before. They came, this way they came to feed Elijah when he was tired and hungry. They came with heaven's food. Manna, the true manna. They came with it. Where's the water? It's the water. Yeah. Then I set a table before him. Master, eat. We need you alive. You have tried. Then somebody will massage here.
Yeah, sir, do like this. You are stretched because you have been sleeping on the rock. I've been sleeping on the floor. Do like this. Yeah.
They minister to him. Because it will not be good for you to carry this kind of anointing with a weak body. The moment Jesus was coming into the city, the anointing was flowing like wind around. The Bible says his fame, huh? His fame what? Began to spread all across the cities. Jesus did not need flyer. He would just come into a place. There was an aura like, this man is not ordinary. Let's follow him. This man, there is an aura you build in the secret. You can't build it with people. It's you and God. When his aroma, his scent is all around you. It's just like being close to fire. You will smell smoke. Huh? When you stay close to fire, you come out and say, where are you coming from? You are, the smoke, the stench of smoke around you. This is the you see, when you read Psalm 91, you need to understand that there are processes and procedures to this thing. So you ask, you seek. That's the second principle you must apply. The moment you notice that you have asked and the answer did not come, that means what you are requesting for is on a higher level of intelligence. Please, are you with me now? I said the moment you've asked sincerely and in faith and you've seen that, after 6 months we have been asking, we are not seeing anything. That means what you're asking for, that generator cannot power your AC. Go and buy diesel gen. Don't pray. Oh, holy God. God, I shall pray now. Let your power come upon this. I better pass my neighbor. Let miracle happen. If your guardian angel wants to help you, say, sir, we don't use this thing in heaven, but the way I'm seeing this thing cannot work. The way I'm seeing this thing cannot work. Do you? I saw one of your neighbors using one, those generator without noise. Can you buy down? Say, you know, I'm living in one room. Say, okay, maybe you are not ready for this miracle. You should hold on. Holy God. Shaking your shoulder, moving your shoulder will not. Some people are acting drama. Everything in the spiritual realm is about capacity. The reason why they chose somebody, chief IT officer, chief this thing in your office, is capacity, experience. He's been around for a long time. He has made his mistakes. You have to make yours. You will not get it all right. So I don't like the way he talks to me. It's 30 years that he's talking to you. 30 years. He shouts on me. He doesn't respect people. It's 30 years that he shouts on you. Take it. That's how they shouted on him too. Manage. When you to get there, shout out to the next. Ask, seek. But you see, there's a higher level. You can go to the office of your professor. Good afternoon, Prof. Benga, how are you? I'm fine. So I brought your Tuesday leadership newspaper that you like. Oh, thank you. In fact, you know, I forgot to buy it last week. No, sir. Leave it. That's on me now. Sir, usually you have coffee in the morning. I don't know. I'm just feeling fuzzy. No. Just call Auntie Kemi that's under the tree in Unilag. Send us some coffee now. Prof needs some coffee. Sir, what kind of milk do you like? He said,
okay.
Sit down, Gwinga. Do we have a class today? No, sir. I just wanted to say, about what? The door has been opened already. Some of you, what you are trying to do, you want to break the gate of heaven down. Holy Ghost. Even God is scared now. He said, this is my boy. This boy. The way we are going, we need to get a carpenter. This boy will break down this. He will break down this place. Blatty boy, where do you find this guy for? He just gave his life to Christ. He gave his life to Christ. You want to start your career by breaking our door? What did they worry you? Please tell him we answer him. We should just leave the door. Don't touch the door. We will answer you. What's his name? He said, Maruf. He said, can you imagine Maruf? You just came. Who is your pastor? He said, he never get church. That's how you want to break door.
We don't break doors, just knock. We will hear you. Ah, can I share? Say, I'm happy, no, sir. It's not my. See, behave. You see, here we have this way we behave here. Next time, don't. Just, the way you are even shouting, I could not sleep. Just, where is this? Are you a prayer warrior? Come on, say knock. Knock has to do with trying to. There's a level of influence that comes with the power to knock. Have you ever been to a place before and others waited and you walked in? Okay, have you been in a place before and you had to wait while somebody else went in? Somebody that you came before and you became angry but you couldn't talk. Some of you have never had to wait. The pain. Okay, have you ever been at the Philist? Okay, for you guys. Shall you see now? During fuel scarcity, and you are queuing, you've been, you know, today I must get fuel. One young lady just there with Mr. Dekunle, I'm around. You heard them talk, you, your mind, I will not allow them pass. They play. They just came. Hey, madam. Sorry, you. I'm sorry, I overslept. I'm just. Augusta, I should bring your. How many kegs do you have? How many? Just see, I've been there before. I just told myself, I said, I will be great. In this life, I will make sure I am great. For all you brothers that think that women are your mate, they are not your mate too. That girl in your class, I say, when you graduate, you marry her. She's not your mate. The person she's targeting is above you. You go and target somebody below. That one is not your mate too. There's that sense in which, okay, I hope he's not listening. So, my professor is an incorruptible man. And I can say it. There's one book, The Incorruptible Judge. Some of you did not read it. Go and read it. It's somewhere online. It doesn't take anything from students. It doesn't, if on his birthday, he doesn't want you to wish him happy birthday. He wants just, my good money is your assignment, your term paper. So on his birthday, the students decided, we plus Gary said, like, happy birthday, sir. You are trying to keep it from us. We were just looking at us. Myself, the Reverend Fathers, and all of us say, sir, the Reverend Fathers stood up. He spoke. Sir, we want to appreciate you because, you know, if it started, he said, in his mind, we are psyching him. But no, he's a very difficult man. The exam is coming. You understand? And we need to, like, okay, we are with you. We are for you. Just calm down, eh? Don't kill us in the exam, eh? And it's now your birthday. Sir. No. We bought a gift. He said, no, I don't take gift. I said, sir, we appreciate you. It's not because of anything. Sir, we need more men like you on this campus. Oh, eh? You need more men like me. People say I'm a sadist. No, sir. You have no fear of favor. You just want to. Okay. So recently, there was an issue that came up. So my colleague, the two of us were in his class, PhD class, just called and said, something happened, though. And I said, okay, let's send some token. I couldn't reach out. I sent him a message. I said, good afternoon, sir. I'm so sorry about what happened. Please, I can have your account details. He just sent it. In quote. Now, I didn't have, of course, I knew that is not small money you are going to send, okay? And you don't, it's not money that is budgeted for, you just have to cough it out. You see, when I sent that money, he didn't respond. Later that night, I think he saw the message. The man just came online, started praying for me. I'm not sure he believes in God, but he started praying for me. Say, you don't know what you have done. But I will remember. God will bless you. I didn't even say amen. I just said, we are glad to be here with you. And I left it there. I said that to say this. We are talking about knocking. Please, are you with me? I'm not talking about bribe. I'm talking about knocking. Please hear me. Please hear me. Are you with me? I have 10 minutes to do this. My philosophy professor made a statement while I was having a chat with him, just under the tree. I had written a paper for him, and he told me, said, you could really work on this paper, and probably if I was your supervisor, you could do this for a PhD. So I now asked him some questions about the PhD program. And the man made a very profound statement. He said, for those of us who are professors, we see your master's degree as your first degree. He said, we don't really believe you've gone to school until you have a master's. I said, what? What? My mom paid for first degree. I paid for second degree. You mean I just went to school? He said, but you see, PhD is different. He said, PhD is like a discipleship program. That's the language he used. The man is not a pastor. He said, have you seen people who didn't complete their PhD program until 8 years after? They failed the discipleship program. Say, PhD program is not all those things your lecturer will tell you, I don't take money. I don't. He said, that's for masters. He said, PhD, you will come to school, go with your supervisor to the class, help him carry his bag, sit with him, watch the way he teaches the students, the undergraduates. He sees you taking notes as if you are also a member of that class. Sometimes he may be nice enough to introduce, say, okay, this is my PhD candidate, is here. You may be seeing him sometimes. He will help you out. He will just say it without telling you, informing you ahead. Like whether you have time, he won't ask you. He said other times, you just realize, like I noticed this man normally likes rice, right? Likes to eat rice every Monday, 2 p.m. He will never tell you to go and get it. It's just like Jesus saying, I'm hungry. And Peter is sitting there. No, Peter, go and look for food. It was when they went to look for food, Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman. But do you know that by age, Peter was older than Jesus? Physically. Peter was a married man. Jesus was single. But when Jesus said he was hungry, it was Peter that went to buy food. Let it digest. Let this thing I just said digest. You are the one looking for something. Do you know that when I stood to defend my thesis and they saw the name of my professor, they were scared to ask me questions. Even though me, I was even afraid that if they ask me any question, I would fail. I failed before coming into that place. They say, oh, okay, professor. Okay. Just tell us about your work. Okay. Nobody wants to get on his bad side. Because they know he doesn't take, he doesn't give. He's straight. Huh? He's a straightforward jacket. He doesn't do politics. So, if you are a student, there's a way you are perceived. If he accepts you as a student, there's a way people perceive you. If Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, there is a way Satan will begin to perceive you. Why did you think Satan raised an accusation against Peter? Jesus publicly said, you are the one that we use as the spirit. Jesus knew, Satan knew, Peter didn't see it. That if Jesus tells you, you will deny me. It's not a suggestion. Start praying. The man said to me, a PhD program, or if you like, the third level of the secret place is based on a level of proximity and discipleship that is between you and your God. Your relationship becomes very... The reason why you will not sin again is not because of the Bible. It's because you have a relationship now that you must protect. In spite of the Bible, you now choose righteousness. Because now you have met the God of the Bible. And you realize, if I want to be close to this person, this is the kind of life, this is the kind of dress. Have you noticed that when you see these Asian monks and Buddhist monks, the moment they accept you, there's a part, the type of clothes they give to you. You might be coming from a rich family, but the moment they accept you into their discipleship program, you have to wear that orange gown like that. This is not a matter of man should not put on what belongs to a woman, man should not. Blah, blah. When you come, it's what we give you, you wear. When you go to the Catholic Church, your father may be the one that built the parish in the village. Once they take you, and they start training you to be a reverend father, they will give you a uniform. You can't say, no, my brother is a pastor of Harvest World. This is the way, Oga. This is not Harvest World. Go to that room, pick the one that fits you, and come out. You have black, green, whatever. Pick the one and meet us early morning mass on tomorrow morning. If you argue, you cannot even argue. They would have worked on your brain before you got to that. You will now feel very blessed walking in the midst of people wearing that cassock. Because now, even if you walk into it, people say, Reverend, do you know my friends who are Reverend Fathers? When they walk into places where they are professors, many of them are Catholics. They stand up for them. Eh? Omo. Omo, we are not equal in this class. So. These are established wicked people on campus. These are people who called us to a Zoom meeting and said, some of you will not make 4 points. And if you don't make 4 points, you cannot do a PhD. Because some of you, we have been observing you. When Reverend Father Bernard got his hand, Reverend Father, I saw it. The woman stood up. Hey, he pained me. He pained me, said, I don't be Reverend Father. Now, like this, not enjoy. They graduated. We were the ones that were saying, This theory. Do you understand? Sir, I don't understand. Reverend Father, no other one. His own is to show up and do the barest minimum. Except you don't want God to be your confession. The day you come for confession, we block you. Now, that was just an example, okay? The professor might be high up there, but they know spiritual authority. At that level, a student, it doesn't matter his age. The moment they see you wearing that cassock, except you are not a member of the Catholic Church, once they see you wearing that cassock, you come out, good afternoon. You see, the way they talk to you, oh, please, where do I fill the form? Okay, just right here. If you go and try to say, read the form now, can't you see where you're the bio data? Please, sir, are you not a master's student? Why are you asking me all this question? Just read it. Chineke. Let me tell you, the matters of your destiny are on the third level. The reason why many of us are stuck is because we don't want to grow. We don't want to evolve. You want to remain that same person that people always know. And for you to be the person of your destiny, of your future, that old version of you must die. Because that old version of you cannot take the throne. The Joseph that always goes to report his brothers to his father cannot be the father of Pharaoh. Cannot. Truly, you are gifted, but you are not ready. This third level of knocking is to knock is a deliberate decision. You have seen that there's a treasure behind this door. And you realize that there is no amount of learning that will give you access to the treasures behind this door unless you receive help. So you are knocking on the door and asking, can you guide me? Behind the third door is not just an answer, there is a person. Please note that. Behind the third level, ask, seek, and knock. That knock, it's a person that will open the door. Behind that third level is not just an answer. There is a person. Huh? For Jesus, it was John. For Elisha, it was Elijah. For Apostle Paul, it was Barnabas. There are people God will put into your space, and their only assignment in that moment is to tell you, go left. Okay, so I just said it. Just once I say, just delete it. I don't even know if I'll be putting my life on. All my secrets are out there. So I was talking to someone from India. It's like a partner or something. So he now said, oh, have you seen this particular website? It's owned by this organization in your country. And I said, no. So he now sent me the link. And I said, look at this. But you know, while he was asking me to look at, pay attention to certain things, I saw something else. Please pay attention. I'm talking about how one door opens other doors. We were on a call, all right? And he was telling me, pay attention to this. Can you see this? Can you see what the person did? Now you need to model this. Huh? To scale. Do this. But while he was explaining, I saw something else. Huh? I saw the name of a global organization. I didn't know them before. I just saw the name on that website. Huh? And I just felt inclined. Send these guys an email. I didn't hear a voice. I had an impression. Send these guys an email. It was just the initial of the company name that I saw. Up to now, I don't even know their phone. So I sent them an email. Come on, say knock. So when you knock, what opens? The door what? Opens. Behind the door is a person. That person doesn't have to be a born-again Christian. But he would have been sent there by God for your next season. So I sent an email to this organization, and they replied me. And they asked me one or two questions. I just answered. They gave me a template. I responded. I sent to them. Then they replied. They said, we would like you to represent us, Africa, Middle East. Eh? Middle East, like Qatar, Iran, Saudi Arabia. Just give me Nigeria. What am I going to do in Qatar? Where they are bombing, all those places where they are bombing themselves. This place is okay. Bottom line, the person who spoke to me didn't know that he opened another door. Those kind of doors, you need somebody to what? Open them for you. Because you don't have what it takes to open it. Many times you will be guided into those doors. Other times you will stumble into those doors. You will just stumble on the opportunity, and it will only be later you will realize what you stumbled on was gold mine. Huh? Like gold mine. They offered me a partnership that will cover Africa, Middle East. And when I looked at the partnership, in fact, it's as if I've even signed my life here, because I already signed it. And I don't know what I signed. I had to call some of us in church here and ask, what is this? Okay, this one is information system. This one is ISO. This one is cybersecurity. This one is... My brother, I did not study IT. I'm just giving an example. Please delete everything I've said, because maybe I should not have... Bottom line is that if you are not sensitive, if you're always in a rush, God may be leading you through a pathway that will lead to a bigger door. But because you are a straight jacket, you don't look left or right. If you are on the express, you don't look at any signboard or anything. You just keep looking straight. You will miss out on some of the side attractions. The person who opened this door doesn't even know he was used to
to open another door for me. Do you know the funny thing? I was not required to pay $1. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Like when you go into those kind of partnership, they ask you to pay $5,000 to get your license. They told me, say, we don't need anything from you. They just asked me, send your CAC certificate. That was all. Some of it I mean, I don't know, Pastor, do you think I should register my business or I should be using my money point account? See the way your destiny is looking at you. Pastor, I have OPO. That OPO is fine. The month you send it, I'll get the alert. Some of you have been prepared for global influence and impact. Come on, say amen. Watch out for those doors that lead to other opportunities, other doors. Ask, seek, and knock. All these are dimensions and depths of the river in the secret place of the Most High. I want you to pray for yourself this morning. If you have been operating at that first level, I want you to ask for the second level. If you have been operating at the second level, I want you to pray for the third level. If you have been operating at the second level, you can ask God, I need the second level and the third level. Listen to me, God is about to do something new in your life. It will be about your skill, but it will not be only about your skill. It will also be about the supernatural direction that God will be. Can I have somebody who wants to pray this morning? Let's pray for 2 minutes. I want you to pray and ask God to lead you into the door that will open other doors. The door that, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The door that will open to you and you will be received as a person of influence. You will not be received as a rookie. You will be received as a person. Can you pray for yourself this morning? So put down your phones if you are chatting or that, and pray this one. I say, God, lead me to this door that opens other doors. You said, if I ask, I can seek. You said, if I seek, I can also knock. I want you to knock this morning. I want you to knock on the door of your new season. Can I have somebody who is fervent enough to press? Can I get one person who can press? Listen to me. There is somebody who can use that skill you have. And you will begin to do business for more than 10 nations. You will begin to connect with people in more than 10 countries. Can you tear up your spirit? Can you tear up your inner man? Can you tear up your inner man? I need 3 people who need to pray so that this door can open. Do you know you can become a global influencer? Do you know that God can lead you? That God can lead you into a door that opens other doors. Can you hold somebody by your side? Stand up on your feet and hold somebody right now. Hold somebody right now and begin to prophesy. The door that opens other doors. The door that opens other doors. The door that opens. Can you pray? Can you pray? Aren't you tired of this level you are in? Aren't you tired of this season you have stayed in? You have tarried on this mountain for too long. Lord, we are not just asking. We are